Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that has murdered its third mic. The man behind the murder, right in front of me, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, and you got married.
I did.
Weekend.
Oh, is that That's how we're amazing. Opening up?
That's how we're opening up. You are a Pantelis, newly
Mr.
married. Yeah.
Mr. Pantelis.
She made an honest man out of you.
Yeah, I've made a grave error in judgment. No, it's good. I'm happy, but it felt like it was a kind of inevitable type of thing. Yeah. Like, I felt like I was already married, so it was just...
Yeah, I used to always call her your wife anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Same thing with you. I mean, in Quebec, yeah. I guess a lot of people don't get married anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, it felt normal.
Yeah, that's what's weird about Quebec. The woman doesn't take your last name. Like, I tried to make my wife... Like, I didn't try to make her take... Like, I didn't tell her, listen, woman, you're going to take your name. But she wanted to take my name. And it was really complicated.
Yeah, she wants to take mine too, and it's really complicated.
You have to change your name. Like,
it's weird.
It'd be as easy to change her name to, like, Jim Gaffigan.
Exactly. Yeah, they're making it difficult. She wants it too, because she also noticed that even when we're looking for, like, animals and stuff, she never gets replies back.
Okay, because she's got an Arab name?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I'm like, oh, that's fucking funny, because I'll email the same people and I get replies. So she's like, I got to change it.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. The man behind the curtain, back from the dead, jealous I didn't marry him. It's Poseidon.
Hello. This is so weird.
Not for us. This is amazing for us.
And Poseidon, even though Poseidon has a Greek name, no one answers back to him either.
Very true.
In real life or on the internet. Look at him, he's freaking out now. Do you feel good back there? Do you feel in your element?
Yeah, I feel good. It's just, I'm not used to talking when I produce with this much equipment. So it's like it's a weird headspace, because I have two modes. Like, I have one mode when I'm podcasting and one mode when I'm producing, and now it's like intertwining and it makes me feel weird.
Neither of your modes are productive. They all cause trouble.
That's true.
This is the first time we're back in studio together.
Yeah. Yeah. I got vaccinated two weeks ago.
You feel safe?
I'm super safe now. I saw the fucking weirdest, dumbest human being I've ever seen in my life. I was at the liquor store.
Hold on a second. Leave the room. So he can speak freely about you.
I was at the liquor store, and there's a guy waiting in line next to me. Like, he didn't realize there was one line. So he's next to me and he has a mask on. And then he goes like he's going to cough. So he pulls his mask down to go into his hand. And I was like, what the? Like, I didn't tell him anything because I don't want to be that fucking guy. But I was like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
You're already wearing the cough protector.
Yeah, you're wearing a mask and he's taking it off to cough in his hand.
Defeats the purpose.
Yeah. Fuck.
What a fucking imbecile.
Yeah.
But they're all dumb. I still see people driving alone with masks on. Did you notice today?
I didn't see anyone. I noticed next to my house, there's a bike path, and I'll see people walking on the bike path alone with a mask on.
That's weird.
Which is weird, yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about making it mandatory here with the passports and shit. They're thinking about it.
Oh, really?
In France, they started.
Okay.
Yeah.
But France, I've a couple of friends in France, and they always tell me, they're like, it's bad here with all the rules. But then I go on their Instagram, and there are 9,000 people together on the beach.
Oh.
So I think they just make those rules, but no one follows them.
Oh, I like that. I prefer that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
I don't want to follow them. Yo, speaking of rules, Poseidon, you got to bring it up because Mike made me angry this morning. I saw that fucking tweet about that couple that tried to adopt a kid from Thailand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Can you tell us the story?
So basically, they went to Thailand to adopt a child. It was a video. I listened to the video. She was ranting they were basically ranting about it, and she wanted to adopt a child, but Thailand said you can't talk.
Thailand.
Yeah. Sorry,
I understood tan line.
Yeah, me too. I was like, what the fuck?
Tan line.
What a sexy mom.
Well, they do have a lot of tan lines in Thailand.
All right.
So
in his head, he's like, this is going to kill.
I got coughed on for this. Yeah. I could have stayed home, but I got coughed on for this type of humor.
So basically, the adoption center told them they cannot speak about the child or videotape the child or take pictures of the child for a year.
On Instagram,
yeah,
right. You can talk about your kid.
Well, no,
to your friends, right?
Well, yeah, of course, but
they don't want the kid to be public until it's officially theirs.
Yeah, for a year or something like that.
Okay,
yeah, and for then, a year, exactly.
And
then,
they were upset, and she basically backed
because
out of
she's a YouTube.
Yeah, she's a girl. YouTube celebrity or whatever the fuck.
And celebrity, she's got. Okay. She's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I'm going to start adopting Thai kids.
And she was upset and she slept on it. And then when she woke up, she didn't feel like adopting the kid anymore.
That's what I hated. In the video, she doesn't go, they told us we couldn't do it. So we're going to do it anyway, which is what, you know, I wouldn't listen to a stupid thing like that. But or just go, look, I want this kid. I'm going to keep doing my videos.
Without the kid.
Without the kid, right? Yeah. How many times have I brought my dog on this podcast?
Yeah.
Like, I don't fuck. If I had a kid, I wouldn't be like, hey, guys, this is my son.
I would never show my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're doing it more for, the clicks, views.
The internet's
the
crazy.
And she was like, oh, we were thinking about maybe blurring his face and calling him Blur Baby.
Yeah, hashtag Blur Baby. Yeah.
Hashtag Blur Baby, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. Hashtag bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of wild.
This generation's fucked.
Yeah. So, but then when I retweeted that, there's this other YouTuber that she wrote back to me and she was like, you've never heard of this girl?
Yeah, I saw that.
And then she sent me a link of this girl killed her dog because her dog had bit her other baby that is the unblurred baby.
Yeah.
Hold on, this bitch killed her dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it bit her baby. But she was being annoying to the dog with the baby. They were annoying. She was annoyingly trying to do videos with him.
Yeah.
And the dog got fed up and bit. And then she said, now I'm going to kill you. But she's the one who started this whole thing.
And plus a dog. Like a dog bites your kid because your kid is tapping it on the nose or on the head. And if you do have a dog that's a dick, because some dogs are dicks, get rid of the dog.
Yeah.
Bring him to the SPCA or bring him to wherever. Just fucking find someone that doesn't have an annoying kid. And give you, I don't get people that she decided I'm killing this dog.
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck. She wanted to adopt a kid from Thailand just for the videos. Yeah. No, like, you can't make Instagram videos of this kid. She's like, oh, fuck that. What's the use of a kid then?
Imagine if that Thai kid came here and punched her other kid. She'd be like, I'm killing that Thai
baby. Yeah. I'm putting it down.
We had to put Blur Baby down. Blur Baby Christ. And Blur Baby hit the other baby.
Yeah, hashtag dead Blur Baby.
Dead Blur Baby.
My sister just adopted a dog from China.
Really?
They got him. There's food trucks in China.
Yeah.
They're going to eat these dogs. And then there's some people that go and rescue them. They pay the drivers a bit more than what they were going to get at the meat market.
Okay.
And this dog came here. It had a whole trip to get here. Super happy. Big dog, but it's so nice. Yeah. So docile. Like, it knows it's saved.
Yeah.
Like, it's just enjoying its time.
Fuck, what a weird life for that dog.
Yeah, he was about to be a meal.
Do they bring him here by plane or by boat?
I think by boat.
Jesus, fuck. How long does it take by boat?
She started talking to me about this more than a month ago. She was talking about this.
God damn.
Yeah. And then it was supposed to go to Toronto, but then something else happened and she got lucky. They flew him directly here. So she got to go get him. And she's super excited. It's a super nice dog.
Yeah.
I've met him a couple times. My dog was scared of it in the beginning, kept growling, but then she calmed down. Because it's very docile and it's Chinese.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I think. I don't like that my sister renamed the dog.
You wanted it to have a Chinese name?
It's a Chinese dog. So my sister's like, no, we're going to call it Jasper. I go, this dog's like, should be Kung Lao or something. Like, it's a Chinese dog. Like, give it like a Chinese name. So I keep calling it Kung Lao. It's like, stop doing that. His name is Jasper. I go, Jasper is not this dog's name. Yeah. This is Kung Lao.
But like all Chinese kids have that. They have like their real Chinese name and then they're, hi, I'm Wayne. And
oh, yeah, like, maybe.
No,
yeah.
You're not no, Wayne. You're not.
So I keep calling the dog Kung Lao. So the dog's a little confused when I see it. You know, but it, I feel Kung Lao better suits this dog.
That's a good that's a good organization that does that.
It's a good organization, yeah. That does, me too. I felt so when she was telling me like they were gonna eat. It's fucking crazy though, to eat these dogs.
Yeah,
it's such a fun, happy. It could have made a good pet to a Chinese guy. It would have been better served as a pet than a meal.
Than food, yeah,
yeah.
Because even the biggest dog, there isn't that much meat on it.
No,
right? It's not like a cow or a.
This
pig.
One looks big. The second you put your hands through the fur and stuff, it's thin.
Yeah,
and they had them like videos, like you know, they're on top of each other and shit. It's horrible how they keep them. They're those meat markets are fucked up, dude.
Yeah. They eat anything over there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have, like, markets and shit. It's, like, roaches.
Not roaches. I think crickets, you mean.
Roaches, too. Crickets.
They eat I thought roaches are, like, can you eat that shit?
Spiders. Yeah, of course you can. Spiders, frogs. Roaches are, like.
Do you fry them or do you boil them like lobsters?
No, I think they boil them and then they fry them.
The roaches?
Yeah, or they just fry them. But the roaches are, like, the rats of the insect world.
Yeah, that's why you wouldn't eat them, I would assume.
Yeah, and they eat all kinds of shit, bro.
I saw a video on Twitter. I think it was, I don't know if it was San Diego. It was either L.A. or New York. There was a crack or a woman on heroin asleep in, you know when you go inside a bank and you want to use just the ATM?
Yeah.
She was in that section, just passed out completely, and there was a rat, a mouse next to her, just going in her mouth, eating stuff, hanging out next to her. She was completely out of it. And somebody said, like, oh, it's great that they're cleaning up the city. So I was like, holy shit, imagine you're so fucking out of it that there's a rat living in your mouth.
Yeah.
He's just putting his head in, eating food that you had in your teeth.
Imagine if that's your sister, right? You're on the internet and you're like, I haven't seen my sister in a while.
No.
And she had a gambling problem for a while, but now she must be doing better.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Like, what's your first?
Rehab?
No, you. No. Like, what do you do? You fly down there, or you're like, oh, no. Fuck,
I'm pretty sure, like, if your sister has rats eating out of her mouth, all of the family gave up on her.
Yeah,
a
maybe.
A long time ago.
Yeah, probably. If you got rats lit.
Yeah.
And how did you, why is that the place you selected to do heroin?
Where did you do heroin again?
Like, inside the bank.
Yeah.
You know where you get the ATM? Where you get the money from, you know, those two, that little section before you enter the bank with the tellers? Like, right there, she's on the floor.
Maybe she wanted to get high and feel like I'm rich.
I don't know. Fucking idiot.
maybe she had a 9 a.m. meeting for a mortgage loan.
Yeah. I'm going to be early.
Or it's less depressing in a bank than, like, I don't know, some crackhead apartment.
You figure, though, it's more depressing. Like, if you're going to get fucked up on heroin, I'd rather get fucked up on heroin with other people that are on heroin than in front of, like, millionaires. That are doing their business.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Right? Because they look at you like you're trash.
Because if you're fucked up in a bar, no one treats you weird. But if you're fucked up in a bank.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, I've been drunk in bars and no one bothered me. But I've never been drunk in a bank, but I know that they'd ask me to leave.
Yeah.
I
see what you mean.
Yeah, have you ever been drunk in a bank?
No, never.
You ever been drunk in a bar?
Yeah.
There you go. Living proof.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter. You could be an asshole anywhere you get drunk. Have you been kicked out of a bar ever?
Never.
For no reason?
Actually, once. Yes, my 17th birthday. I was too drunk.
Oh, that's why, though, because you were hammered.
Yeah.
Did they throw you out politely or?
No, it was all very politely. The security guard, because I went with my god sisters and they got
like,
me hammered.
Sir, this is a Burger King. I don't know where you got the alcohol.
No, oh my God. You remember that place on Saint Laurent with the bull and shit, the mechanical bull?
Chez Serge.
Yeah, there you go. It was there.
The mechanical bull.
The mechanical bull. The mechanical bull.
I'm a little congested. So
you went bull riding?
No, I didn't go bull riding. You know, it was part of
the package,
the part of the club and shit.
Hold on. Did anything happen with you and the mechanical bull?
No.
Did you want it to?
No.
So then how did the mechanical bull get you in trouble?
Oh, I didn't.
Did you walk up on the bar and dance with the ladies?
Almost.
That's probably what did it.
Yeah.
They don't like guys doing that. Yeah. Even if you fake it, they get very upset.
It was the strippers. It wasn't the strippers. It was the barmaids.
The barmaids. Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. But you're not supposed to go up there. Yeah. That's just for them.
I think that's what kicked me out, actually.
100%. There's a fucking fat guy on the bar. Yeah. I love this, my life. I love it. Like, holy shit, get him out of here.
I was hammered, and then I projectile vomited and almost hit the bouncer.
Oh, yeah, but the vomiting.
The vomit probably sealed the deal.
Probably more of a reason.
That was after I got kicked out, and then he wouldn't let me back
Jesus,
in.
Jesus, fuck.
So you get kicked out, and on the outside, you vomited on him. Or almost.
Oh, did you see that? Kid Rock's bar. He has a restaurant, bar, and grill.
I don't know this.
There was a guy that got he got kicked out of the bar, and the cops came. So he threw his colostomy bag at the cops.
What? That's disgusting.
He put his hand in his pants and then started swinging the bag of shit. And then in the article, it said the shit got on the cops.
Oh, my. Do you know what that is, Poseidon?
Yeah, it's for people that have no assholes.
No, I think they have an asshole.
No, because there's the, you know that condition people are born with? They have no asshole?
I haven't heard of that condition.
I've never heard of that.
You haven't heard about it?
No. People without an asshole?
Yeah. Look, here, I'll find it for you guys.
Hold on. I mean, we're looking at a giant one right now, so they're more common than you'd think. But I don't think that's... No. Poseidon, that's not the reason why he has it. I'm fairly certain the man had an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know if not having an asshole is that common.
Well, actually, one out of every 5,000 newborns...
doesn't have an asshole.
Yeah, it's called imperforate anus. Hold on. What the... imperforate anus. Anus.
Imperforate anus?
Is a birth defect that affects about one out of every 5,000 newborns. And
do they just slice open and create an anus?
No, they basically got to live with a bag their whole life, and they poop in a bag through their belly button or some shit.
What?
Through their belly button?
Wait, 1 in 5,000 seems high.
Yeah.
I feel like we would have known more people without assholes.
Fuck.
It's more common among boys than girls. It may occur alone or together with other abnormalities of the rectum. The end of the intestine that connects with the anus, and anus, the body's opening to dispel solid waste. So there's like a disconnection.
We know what an anus is.
One out of 5,000.
That's a false number.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what Google says.
Canada is what, 38 million?
Yeah.
So that'd be like there'd be...
38 million divided by 5,000 is
yeah,
what?
There'd be like...
You have a calculator ready.
Like 900 people without an asshole.
In the whole country?
Yeah.
That's not that bad. But we would have known.
Yeah.
No, actually, you can't tell because it's in their pants and shit. They have special pants.
I know where the anus is.
The 7,600 people.
Okay.
No, that's, we would have known.
38 million.
7,600 people in Canada?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a little high. You're telling me you lived your whole life. You've met so many people. Have you met someone without an asshole yet?
I had a colleague when I used to work at Bell. He dated a girl that had no asshole. And then she never told him. And up until they went to bang, she had to unplug her bag.
She needed a battery pack?
And he was like, what the fuck is this? And then he didn't want to bang her, and she was upset and shit. He was telling me the story, and I was laughing.
But why? She wanted it in the ass. It's like, I only fuck the ass. I'm out of here.
But a girl with a colostomy bag, her asshole must be super clean.
Yeah, it doesn't exist, apparently.
Well, no, apparently, there's no hole. It's just a...
I didn't know it was that. I never heard of that, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't know it was that common. I feel like I would have met someone that doesn't have an asshole.
You probably have and don't know. They don't advertise it.
If I didn't have an asshole, that'd be on my Twitter handle.
Everyone would know.
That'd be like comedian/ I don't have an asshole.
Yeah. Anybody that would call me an asshole, I'd be like, think again.
Yeah.
Think again.
It'll be, I don't have one, but I am one.
Yeah. No, I've never. Fuck, I can't believe I never heard of that. And you're telling me almost 8,000 people in the country have that.
Yeah. Which is not a lot. 8,000
people?
That's
a lot.
That's a lot, like, bro. For people who don't have assholes. it's a lot in the sense that there's enough of them that you think you would hear about them in your vicinity.
How many are they in America? It's 350 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. So hold on. Let's do 350 million.
Divided by 5,000. 70,000 Americans with that's impossible.
70K about.
So you're telling me there's more? How many? What's the statistics on people being gay?
Let's check.
10%.
Oh,
right?
I think it's one
that's
in
what they
four.
No,
one in four. That's 25% of the population.
Yeah, one in four. That's a lot. That's maybe why nature was like, okay, we got to stop putting assholes on these guys. Too many gay dudes.
If it was one in four, then all the beatings in nightclubs that took place in the 80s wouldn't make any sense. That would be gay on gay crime, bro. Yeah, which probably always happened for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, like, 1.7%.
1.7%.
The percentage of Canadians aged 18 to 59 who reported in 2014 that they consider themselves to be a homosexual, gay or lesbian.
There's a lot of closet gays.
Yeah, but let's just say it's 1%. Let's say it's 2%. What's 2% of, what is it, 38 million, 35 million?
Yeah.
I'm just curious to see if there's more people without assholes than there are gay people reported, then you know it doesn't make sense.
I did a miscalculation.
Did you?
It says there's, I don't know how it got
760,000.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah. So it means, and it was 7,000. So there's 100 times more people, 100 times more gays than dudes without assholes.
Now it's seeming more reasonable, but it still seems like a lot to not hear about.
But most people with colostomy bags are people that had an accident. That their intestines are fucked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I never heard of the colostomy bag that it's a replacement for an asshole. It's the first time I hear about it. So I'm very intrigued by
maybe
this.
Maybe it's someone that's ashamed of the accident they had. So they try to make it, I was born this way. I don't have an asshole. Yeah.
Like the cleft lip?
Because it was why the cleft lip, you come up with excuses. What happened to your lip? I got this in Nam.
I would totally do that shit. You know how I am.
You, and that's how they know you're lying. I got this in Nam. You may look 50, but.
Oh, no, I'd be like, I fought a bear or some shit.
Oh, that's more believable.
I fought a bear. That's why I have a cleft palate.
And like, are you sure you fought a bear? Or I don't have an asshole. Yeah. I don't know which. I forget. Yeah. Yeah, he has a issue. He has a chip on his shoulder about cleft lip. It's okay. Because a girl had one once. And he's such an asshole, it's bothered him since.
Really?
Yeah, he always brings it up.
Yeah, I felt guilty also because she was a sweet girl.
Oh, and you wouldn't date her because of the lip?
Yeah.
Because, like, women, I don't think women care about that. Because, you know, like Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
Women think he's super hot.
Yeah.
And he's kind of chubby.
He got it operated.
No. I think it's also because he's, Poseidon's very judgmental, especially physical appearance on the ladies. He's very strict. Yeah, he's.
Well, I'm a man, so, I mean.
Oh, that's why I'm the man, bro.
I'm a man.
He's never owned a mirror. So, because trust me, he gets away with a lot.
How about if you're like, so how about if your girl that you're with now that you love, you're in a car accident and a piece of glass hits her in the mouth and it splits the mouth open?
That's different.
Are you leaving?
Because I fell in love with her before the accident.
But it's the same person.
Yeah. How about if you talk to a girl on the internet with a fucked up lip, you fall in love with her, and then when you show up, you find out the lip is fucked up.
Oh.
But it's not a catfish. It was like, it's not pictures of Pam Anderson.
Oh no, but that's the thing. She never showed it. Like if that was the case, I wouldn't mind.
How did she hide it?
She hid it in her pictures.
How?
Like with the
mustache?
No, like mirror. Like mirror selfies and shit like that. So I'm like, damn, she's kind of cute and shit.
Mirror selfies.
So I mean, only
like
her
she
eyes.
Had a mirror in front of her mouth.
No, she would like, you know how the broad stake like.
So she was covering half her face.
Yeah, avant garde.
I love
pictures.
Avant garde. Yeah. I love like very avant garde. She looks so hot. You know her eyes.
She's also wearing a burqa, but she's not Muslim.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Oh yeah,
no, but also she was wearing like really sexy clothes and shit. So I was noticing the booty
cheeks.
Okay,
so just looking at her tits.
Yeah, so I was like, damn. And you could see the eyes. You could see most of the face. You just couldn't see that part. So I was like, oh, she's
how good was her body?
A top, like 8 out of 10.
And but it still wasn't worth it for you.
I couldn't. The face was. I was like, I can't.
But now that you're in love with your girl, if your girl decides to transition, would you still be in love with her?
Hold on. Transition to what?
Let's say a man.
No.
What about a tiger?
Yeah.
So well, you'd be more willing with someone who's clearly.
Your reaction. Isn't that disappointment? In your
no, it's just funny. It's like, yo, I don't accept dick. If she transitions and she thinks she's a walrus or a fucking lamp, I'll live with that. I'll fuck a lamp, bro. I won't fuck a man.
So would you keep on fucking her if she told you from now on, I'm a tiger?
Yeah, no, I don't think I could.
You know how fast I'd kick someone out of the house?
in all seriousness, no, I don't think so. I'd kick her out.
But you don't think so. You're not sure.
You're not sure, which is why this is amazing. Oh.
But if she said, I'm a man.
Out.
Out.
Yeah.
Is it because you're scared because you're like, no, I'm a man.
Yeah. Which, you know what that means, though? That means there's more chances of us catching them fucking a cat than a dude.
I'm beginning to believe that's true. Because he has said stuff like, yo, that's a sexy cat. I'm like, that's a cat. No, bro, if the cartoon was real, like it would be. He's the person that complained the most about the Lola Bunny switch.
Yeah.
So he'd be down. Look at those eyes shifting. He's like, show me the sexy cat.
Okay.
You'd do it, I know.
No comment.
This guy would perjure himself. He would purge himself. Going to court? Where were you on the morning of September 12th? Okay, bro, I didn't know she was underage. Sir, this is a traffic ticket that you're fighting. Like, he's just always fucking incriminating himself.
Yeah.
Yo, so what else you have on the docket you want to talk to us about?
Divorced mother of two.
Oh, okay, so listen.
Fired from job after donating her kidney to save her boss's life. Claims she was terminated within 1 week after surgery.
She gave up her kidney to save her boss's life, and within the week, they fired her.
Yeah.
Didn't George Lopez do that to his wife?
Really?
His ex-wife gave him a kidney, and then he dumped her?
I can't be married to someone this stupid?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I never knew that.
Plus your boss. Jesus.
I would, if I had a company and you gave me your kidney, I would make sure you're the last person to ever go. Yeah. If your job doesn't exist anymore, I would make up a job for you to get paid.
Even if you were incompetent at your job.
You would have a job ceremonial.
Like, okay, you're going to be the greeter.
Yeah. You're the VP of keeping it real.
Yeah.
Just walk around town, keep it real.
VP of smiling at people.
Yeah, Debbie Stevens, a 47-year-old divorced mother of two that was employed by the Atlantic Automotive Group.
I would have liked that the article written, what's her name?
Debbie Stevens.
Debbie Stevens, a 47-year-old dumb.
Fuck. Her boss was a 61-year-old woman by the name of Jackie Brucia.
Oh, it was a lady-on-lady crime.
Yeah, who in 2009 hired Stevens as an assistant. Oh, shit. According to the formal complaint that Stevens filed...
I don't need an assistant anymore. I only have one kidney.
The New York State Human Rights Commission. She left the company in June 2010 and relocated to Florida. In September of that year, she came back to New York to visit her daughter, and at the same time chose to visit the dealership. During this visit, Brucia informed Stevens that she was in need of a kidney transplant. What? The story just got a little weird. She said she had a possible donor, a friend or something, Stevens said. But I told her if anything happened that I'd be willing to donate my kidney. She kind of jokingly replied, you never know, I may have to take you up on that one day. The joke would become serious in a few months after Stevens moved back to New York and although rehired.
Hold on, I got a question.
Rehired?
So she rehired her.
To take her kidney.
To take her kidney. This was some kind of shady deal going on.
But I just say what's funny about this even more? It feels like a Larry David moment where she just said something to be nice, like, you know, if you ever you need a kidney, you come to me or whatever. She's like, I might take you up on that. And then she actually called, I need a kidney. She should have been like, what? I have kids. Also, she rehired her, took her kidney, and then fucking tossed her ass out. That's crazy.
She was rehired almost immediately. Things soon went downhill. Stevens claims that in January of 2011, she was called into Brucia's office and asked whether or not she was serious about donating her kidney months ago.
Okay, you don't have to go. We get it. We get the gist of what happened.
Yeah.
But I do have to say one thing. You know, you hear about the pay gap, and then they go, there's not enough women CEOs. This is why, ladies. This is why we can't have you. You out there fucking stealing people's kidneys. Come on, ladies. Calm down. This is crazy.
Yeah, some fucked up shit.
Yeah, a man, like we discussed, if he had done that, he would have kept them on the payroll.
Mm.
That woman's so gullible that I'm like, her next boss is probably going to just sell her organs. Right?
Hold on. What happened?
Her next boss is going to be like, can I borrow your kids for a photo shoot? On this island. That's what her next boss is going to be like, okay, what a stupid lady.
You want to go? God. You kids want to go swim on this island? They don't have swim trunks. They don't need them.
Yeah, it's a good island. I don't know if you, Geoffroy Epstein used to own it.
My son,
Jaffra Epstein,
my scientist of some sort.
My son would love to go there. He's very down because he has that disease where he doesn't have an asshole. We don't need him.
Yeah.
Send the other ones.
Doesn't have a what? No. It's fine.
You're fired.
He doesn't. God damn. We don't need him. That would be just a face. Yeah. We don't need him.
Oh, shit.
This isn't going the way we planned. What a dumb. But yeah. I honestly feel bad for the mom more than the lady, but you have to be a real cunt. That woman must be known in her circle as the biggest bitch.
Yeah.
Somebody gives you a kidney, dude. You could never talk to them again, but I would always take care of them. I'm alive because of you. Mm.
There was a kid that grew up on my street that he needed a kidney, and it's his boss that gave him the kidney.
That's a good boss.
Wow. Yeah. And it wasn't that good of a job. Like, I remember because I'd see him, he was always sick. And then when I saw him last time, he was healthy. And he was like, yeah, my boss gave me one of his kidneys. And I was like, oh, shit. But it was a job that was kind of like a summer job for students. But he was like 40 now and he just stayed there because you're not going to leave. Right. Even if you're working fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
And your boss gives you
your
kidney?
Your boss gives you a kidney. You're going to work at Dunkin' Donuts until you die.
I mean, I'd be like, don't you want your kidney to succeed?
Yeah.
I got to do more. What is a kidney? So if I understand correctly, you could live without both kidneys. You could.
Yeah, you only need one.
But we have two.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
You would have to transition to a very healthy lifestyle.
If
you have one. Like.
So even if I would give you my kidney if you needed it, you would end up dying within a year.
No, because I'd have two now. Still have two. If I gave you a kidney, I'd be dead within the month.
No, he means unhealthy. If he gives you a kidney
because
you don't have a kidney.
Yeah, you
it's
dickhead.
Not like you're like if I. Give
I'm not
you
giving
a
you
kidney,
an extra kidney.
I'll have three kidneys. I'll be the best.
No, I'm not gonna randomly give you an extra kidney. I'm saying if right now you have kidney failure, so you need a functioning
like
kidney.
Fail.
Well, that's why you would take my kidney, right?
Yeah.
Because with one you can still live. Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
So I give you a kidney, you would die within the year because you would not be able to transition to a healthy lifestyle.
Well, I'd have no choice.
I think it's because in the old days, people ate like shit and got injured.
So they needed two.
Yeah, it's probably not because of injuries, but yeah, it's weird that we have two and we only need one. Same as testicles.
Well, do we really? We're saying we need one, but this could be some propaganda.
I think nature was like, these guys are idiots. We're always getting injured.
Hold on a second. I'll tell you why we need two. Right now you said we need one, right?
Yeah.
But you just said if you only have one, you got to watch what you eat, all that, you know? So no, you need two so you can live properly.
No, you need, ideally you need two.
So you can live your best life.
Yeah, but you can get away with just one.
What about if you had three? What if I give you an extra one?
Where would it go?
What do you mean? You got plenty of space in there. I could see, bro. You got room.
That's true.
Yeah, if you get rid of, like, how long are
intestines?
Hold on,
let me Google it.
Intestines are really long.
So if you take 6 feet of intestines out, you can probably fit another kidney.
You could fit another kidney beside
it. Why would I take out? That's bad to
It's
do that.
Free. You're
it's
getting
free.
A
You're
free
getting a free kidney.
Kidney.
Why are you complaining?
Hold on. Most humans are born with two kidneys as the functional components of what is called the renal system.
The renal
which system. Also includes two ureters? Two... I don't know how to say this word.
We're listening.
U-R-E-T-E-R-S.
Urethras?
No. Ureters.
Okay, ureters.
Anyways, a bladder and a urethra. Mm. The kidneys have many functions, including regulating blood... what's wrong with me today?
You're a retard and it's every day.
Regulating blood pressure, producing red blood cells.
Oh, so kidneys are super useful, bro. Activating, give me a third.
Yeah, activating vitamin D and producing some glucose.
Yo, I'll give you some of that D.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Producing glucose.
Yep. That's what it says.
That doesn't seem good, though.
I think we need glucose.
Glucose is sugar.
But I think you need some of
you
it.
Need, yeah.
Yeah, you need some.
Yeah, I think that's what
so
produces
maybe,
it.
So maybe if you have only one kidney, you're thinner because you have less sugar in your system.
I don't think that's... I think it's different sugars. It's kind of like fruit sugars. It doesn't make you... It's refined
fat.
Sugars
yeah.
that fuck with you. It's all this processed shit. Because you could have fruits and shit, especially if you have in the morning and stuff. It gives you energy for the day.
Mm. I saw an episode once of My 600-Pound Life.
Okay.
And this big fat woman, well, a big fat girl, she had got her stomach stapled. And the doctor told her, you can eat any fruit or vegetable you want. So all she ate was watermelon. And she ate so much watermelon that she gained weight.
No.
No, how do you gain weight just on how much watermelon are you fucking eating?
Like dummy. 6 or 7 watermelons a day. Like that's all she ate. That's all she ate.
But there's so many options. You can eat so much.
Yeah, because I guess.
Mangoes.
Because technically, like it's, you go, no one ever got fat by eating fruit, but this bitch got fat by eating fruit.
How did she fuck that up?
I don't know.
That's next level. That she should win an award for that shit.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't have an asshole. Maybe that's another problem.
Imagine, and plus she had her stomach stapled. So she's got the stapled stomach, plus she's just eating fruit, and she's gaining weight.
Did she just eat the watermelons whole?
No, she was, and her dad was like, are you supposed to, because she wouldn't cut them herself. So it was her dad that was, like, he'd spend, like, 4 hours a day cutting fucking fruit for his.
She doesn't have a job, this fat bitch.
Daughter, yeah. Especially, like, if you're going to eat fucking 6 watermelons, at least cut them.
Or do something. Or, take a walk.
Yeah, you're eating like a fucking hippo, so just bite into them.
wait, hold on. So you go on this show to hopefully lose weight, right? Yeah. So she was 600 pounds, and then she became what? To something like...
She went up to, I think, 640.
After the watermelons. Yeah. But when they stabled her stomach, how big was she?
I don't know, but she was over...
She looked normal?
No. She was like over 500-600 pounds.
Even with the staples?
Yeah.
And then she gained more weight with the watermelon.
Yeah, she gained more weight with the watermelon. But then I guess the doctor told her not to eat watermelon, so she probably went down.
But what do they do with you? They take you out back and shoot you in the head after that? Like, at what point do you cease being a human being? I don't understand.
Yeah. I'd love to have people like in like super poor countries watch this. Like people in Yemen. Just to go, look, this is the problem with America. And they see a fat person gaining weight because there's too
much watermelon.
Too much watermelon.
Yeah, the Yemenis are crying. Jeez, that's how you know we've destroyed this planet. Yeah. Is there's people getting bombed, they're starving, and then someone's like, my life sucks. Yeah. I only ate 15 watermelons today. So what? what the fuck?
That's insane.
It's crazy.
What a fat bitch.
Yeah. Imagine if she didn't have an asshole.
You know how crazy the world is? Like diabetes is the number 4 killer in the world because there's so many poor
countries. Number 1? Was it Osama bin Laden?
Number 1. Number 2 is OJ. It's still OJ. But yeah, so but it's because of all the poor countries because it's a super easy disease to like sort of regulate.
Yeah.
But poor countries can't. And I have like 2 friends that their cats are diabetic.
How do cats get diabetic?
I don't know. I think it's because we take care of our humans and our animals way too much in North America.
Catnip?
You know, I think it might be. Cause you know why I found out that dog food and cat food is garbage.
Okay.
Like, it's legit garbage. So all the stuff they say, like, this is the best quality. All the quality criteria they meet are for the bare minimum to be considered edible.
Okay.
That's why a lot of dogs now. Since the 70s, they develop weird problems that dogs didn't have before, weird diseases. Because it's like if you would eat McDonald's all day, you know, if that's all, it's apparently it's super shit for the dogs. And I could tell you firsthand experience, I know my dog, when I first got her, that's what she was eating, right? That's what I had, dog food I was giving her. And when I switched, first I went to the raw thing, but because she gets picky, I always have to switch. Then I cook for her regularly. She eats chicken, steak, whatever I have,
okay.
We'll cook for her. Eggs, she eats real food. Everything from her coat to the way she acts, energy, and the way she lives, completely different dog.
Oh, really?
Way healthier, yeah. Because instead of giving her shit meat, she's getting good meat that I would eat, you know? So she's a different fucking dog. And then when I was looking online, I saw a vet talking about it in the States. And he goes, he's like one of their big vets. Like he became famous because he had a place that he started with all the science stuff. And then another one that he started with just holistic, just to see if we changed their diet. And then he noticed that when you combine them together, you use science where you need it, like to treat diseases in dogs and that, but then for diets you use just healthy organic stuff. It was, they're way better. And then I noticed the same thing with my dog. Like you look back, it's a different dog.
So even like vet dog food,
another thing I found about the vet dog food, because I always push it on you, right?
Because it's so expensive.
It's too. But they have deals with these kind, like normally they do the pure whatever the fuck they do or whatever it's called, the royal canine. It's because they have deals with those companies.
Okay.
So they get kickbacks. So of course they offer that to you, and then they'll read what's on the package. Like it says that, but no, it's not fit to eat. Humans can't eat that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you should, if it's meat, and it's an animal, right? Because back in the animals would eat what we'd give them or what they would find. So it's basically it's garbage that they give these animals. And that's why they develop a lot of, but when you switch the diet to something good, you notice in your dogs after a couple of weeks, after a couple of months, their hair, everything, because now they're getting the vitamins they need. Because in a lot of shit that they give the dogs, they don't have the stuff they need. They need omega acid. They don't get it. It's all garbage.
And you have to, you put vegetables in?
Me? Yeah, I give her all kinds. I give
like
her vegetables.
Rice or?
Sometimes she eats rice. She eats eggs. She eats steak, chicken, salmon. I buy her salmon, tuna. But I actually buy like the actual salmon and the tuna, not like in a can.
Yeah.
Just like humans would eat.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's living like a fucking, like a royal.
Princess.
But you see the difference. He witnessed.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different dog, dude.
I've also seen videos of people like online. What they do is they do like these crazy like bowls for their dogs and they mix all kinds of shit. Eggs, meats, some veggies, and their dogs are like way healthier, way more
energetic. And the vet always tries to, I think the best vet I've ever been to, and I'm going to switch, I think I'm going to start going for everything, is the one in the South Shore, the 24-hour one.
Yeah, that's where I go for my dogs.
That's where I get my dog groomed. They've always been the nicest. The vet that I have now, I think I'm not going to go because they've done some sketchy shit, but last week really pissed me off because I called them because my dog had like a pimple on her, or two pimples that had grown, and I was just nervous. So I called them up. I go, can I come in so you can see her? They go, well, it's a big waiting time. Send us photos and we'll see. So I send them photos of the pimples and I go, let me know if there's a cream or anything like that. So they call me back a few hours later. Like, yeah, we took a look at it. The doctor's, I go, okay, should I get cream? Should I call you guys? Well, if you want, we could do a video conference like on Zoom to consult, consultation. And I go, but you already have the photos. Like, should I get?
They just wanted to make the $70.
I realized right after because she goes, they took a look. And they're saying, if you want, we could do a conference, a video. I go, what do you mean? Just tell me right now. Yeah. I'll come get the cream. Do it. Yeah, if
plus
you
they're going to make money on the cream anyway.
So then I just hung up. I said, you know what? It's okay. Leave it. Forget. And I hung up and I got like polysporin. Now the pimple's gone.
Okay.
But it's just when I realized it was just, if you're a vet, just tell me. Yeah, get this cream or come here and buy this or whatever. But I was like, they're just fishing for the $80. Like, I was like, ugh.
God, we have, we used to go to another vet that was incompetent. But they're so nice. They're so nice. So we kept on going. And last week, my mother-in-law's cat died. And we used to bring, like, I was always the one that would bring the cat to the vet. And it died at that 24-hour place in Brossard. But the other place that's incompetent, they found out that he died. So they sent us a card. I thought that was the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
A card just to, like, for to offer their condolences, and I was like, "Oh, they're bad vets, but they're good people."
Yeah, that's the name of the documentary. Yeah. Bad vets, good people.
Whenever I go, I always buy my food from them, and they remember all of my animals' names.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I'll come in and they'll ask. They'll be like, "How is Mango doing?" And I'm like, "What? How the fuck do you know Mango?"
My vet, even in the system, it's the wrong name.
Okay,
I've told them many times. Her name is Shiva. They keep calling her Sheba.
Okay.
And even in the thing, it's Sheba.
Mm.
And I'm like, fuck, they don't listen to anything I say. But now that I learned that, like, now that I saw what they did with that whole conference thing, I was like, well, tell me, you could see, is it something serious? Like, I'll come, I'll buy it. The reason why I'm calling is because I want to get the cream, whatever it is. I don't give a shit. Just tell me what it is. I'll come get it. And that's why I noticed, I go, look, if it was really serious, they wouldn't be trying to fish. They would tell me, fuck, bring her in or whatever. So I put polysporin, and then it was just pimple.
Yeah.
It happens to dogs, and then it left.
It was weird that 24-hour place last week when the cat died, we brought the cat in and then they told us, they were like, we don't think we can save this cat because it has something blocked up. So they were like, we can try antibiotics. We don't think it's going to work, or an operation that would work, but it was an 18-year-old cat. So they're
might not even survive.
It's not going to survive. And the operation, they were cool. They were like, it's $8,000, so it's probably going to die. So and even if it doesn't die, it's going to die soon. So they were telling us basically
the truth.
Let this cat die. But I was like, fuck it. We'll at least do the, let's try the antibiotics. So we did that for 3 days, and then the cat got better. We brought the cat back to my mother-in-law. And then as soon as it got to my mother-in-law's house, it started going downhill again. So I brought it back.
Maybe your mother-in-law's annoying.
Yeah, maybe. I think she was putting poison in the, because as soon as I brought the cat back, she was like, not him.
Yeah.
But when I brought the cat back, the doctor was like, look, If it was my cat, I think it's time to let it go. And I was like, let's just try again one day just to see. And then they tried for half a day, and then they called us. And they were like, look, he's going to die in the next 20 minutes. Come say goodbye. So we went. And then when I paid the bill for to euthanize it, on the bill, like, it was written euthanasia, let's say 180. And then it was written, thank you for your confidence. Or thank you for your merci pour votre confiance. And I was like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, don't put that. I think it's because every receipt has that.
Yeah, it has that. Like, okay, my dog needs heart surgery. Thank you for thinking that I can do it. But you're killing my cat. Of course I know you're going to be able to kill my cat.
Kill my cat.
Yeah, he was dying in the car.
Oh, that's fucking...
Yeah. Yeah, it was fucked up. When I went to see the cat, the cat's eyes were open. And I was like, why are the cat's eyes open? And they were like, because he's so tired that you need muscles to close the eyes.
Oh, that's
But to open them, if you don't use your muscles, they just stay open. And it was just weird. It was a weird fucking day.
I'm fucking sorry you went through that, dude. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah, no, and it was a good cat. It was a good cat, but, you know, 18 years old.
The cat lived.
Yeah, and that's what I told my wife. I was like, at least we did everything we could for the cat. I would have felt shitty if the first time, like when the vet said, I think you just should put him down. If I would have went, yeah, it's not my cat. Let's fuck it. Let's put him down. I would have felt like shit after.
Yeah, no, you try.
And plus, my mother-in-law doesn't have any money, so she couldn't have paid for the vet. So,
but they got Mike Ward in their pocket.
Yeah, they got me on.
Love it. Yeah, Mike Ward on call.
Yeah, I paid the last month. It's cost me $11,000 on animals.
God damn,
which is fucking crazy. Yeah, and well, one of them died.
You know what might be crazy? It might also be crazy the prices that we're paying. Does it really cost that much? It's kind of like dental surgery when you find out that certain stuff cost $200, but you're paying $8,000 for labor.
Well, for sure, there's a markup because they're tapping into people's emotions.
Yeah,
there's always a markup when.
My wife has a... I like that you don't finish your stories. When I was just going to say something, and then you're like, okay, I just give up. But my wife has a new dentist, and he's... I hope he's good.
Are you on anti-dentite?
But he's, like, he's the cheapest... Like, he's the least expensive dentist I've ever seen. He doesn't charge for x-rays.
Get the fuck! I've never had that.
Yo. Like her old dentist, I think it was $180 for an X-ray, and he was like the new one. He's like, no, but we're gonna do the operation, so we'll just do the X-ray. We have the machine here.
I like this guy.
What the fuck? Like her?
Where's this guy?
In Longueuil, like right like at the end of my street.
I like this guy.
Yeah, the thing she was gonna get done at her old dentist was like $7,000 or $8,000, and it cost like $1,500.
What?
Yeah, and she at $1,500, and she for five meetings.
Like, that's amazing.
She went five times.
That's fucking amazing. Oh,
yeah, so it's like $300 pop with the X-rays, with everything.
God,
holy fuck!
Yeah, it's crazy.
This guy needs to advertise more.
Yeah, I think I was like, I think he's gonna go bankrupt.
No, I think it's the opposite.
Yeah,
he has his own spot and shit. Like.
Yeah,
he's not in a car, bro. It's
not. Like, yeah, he does it.
No, no, I mean, like,
is it his van or is he renting?
No, no, because I mean, like, some dentists, it's out of their house.
Yeah,
is it like a house or like
it's a parking lot, and he puts his hand in a puddle to wash it, and then he wipes his hands on his chest.
I don't know.
And then he ties a string to your tooth, and then someone drives off.
Yeah, no, he only does extractions.
No, it's a regular dentist office.
God damn.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
Yeah, and plus my wife, she can't like she's always afraid of dentists because it always hurts. And she was like, with him, it didn't hurt, and he didn't put her under because she the last dentist, like when he put her under for something, she got super dizzy after. So she told this guy, so he gave her like the minimum sort of
just to freeze on location,
just to freeze, but just a small part, so that she, and then he'd ask her like every 4 seconds to make sure it didn't hurt, and it didn't hurt. But he was so cheap.
Holy fuck. Yeah. I remember a very, very good dentist that we had, me and my friends back in the day, but We knew his daughter, the dentist. I think he's one of the best dentists in the city. But his daughter and my friend, they broke up.
Okay.
Because I think she had cheated on him at the time. So it caused the whole thing. So then, and we had a podcast and we had talked shit about her cheating on him. And then we couldn't go there anymore. They got mad at us. And
Really?
Yeah, so I couldn't have him. But he's the best dentist, I think. He's a very, very good dentist. Oh, just that his daughter cheated on him. Yeah. Well, what happened was we had done a podcast and we didn't mention by name. We just... like a third, we kind of made up a scenario. We go, you know, these people with a fake name. And they were like, yeah, quite a skank. And then her mother got mad and said, you guys were talking about a whore. I know you were talking about my daughter. And I was like, well, don't say that to your daughter. Like, that's crazy. Like, there's millions of people in this city. You can't be like a whore.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. You can't say that.
Yeah. Imagine how fucking little respect you have for your daughter.
Yeah. That's how I saw it at the time. And I was young and I still realize that's a fucked up way to be as a mom.
They're talking about a slutty whore.
Yeah. With another name, completely different name. I know it's you. It sounds God like you. Damn. So anyways, that had happened. And so then you obviously can't go to the guy. But great guy, great dentist. Yeah. Yeah, that was the worst dentist I had was an Asian lady in Côte d'Neige. The lady who, the first time I ever got a root canal.
Yeah, you told me about
this. Woke up in the middle of the night. Dude, I was an adult. I was working video games and I was crying because of the pain. I didn't know what the fuck was happening. My head, I had to take it off. It was the worst fucking pain. It was the one bottom here. Oh, it was crazy. So right away in the morning, I went to Côte d'Neige with this Chinese lady because my mom used to go to her and she took me because it was an emergency, but she didn't use any anesthesia. So I could feel everything and it was like an out of body experience. She'd go in with like a needle to pull out veins or whatever the fuck, just nerves. And I could feel like, I was screaming. Yeah. I was saying cunt, I was saying all kinds of shit. And then she was on the phone at one point. She had her phone like this on the side while she's taking out nerves or whatever the fuck she was stabbing. Basically, I remember stabbing and feeling pain. And she was talking about ghosts. She was like, yeah. And then the chair was rocking. I think it was her grandmother talking about ghosts while she was stabbing me. It was the craziest, most painful. Yeah.
Christ, that almost seems like a dream.
It felt like a nightmare because then across the street there was the Jean Coutu and I went to get the pills that they give you after. And that was my Kramer moment where I felt like Kramer because the woman thought I was retarded because I had to go to work right after and I didn't have a file there. And I don't know why because I was still on the drugs. She asked me, she's like, do you have a file here? And my tooth was all fucked up. I was like, no, my mom does. and they changed the way they were acting. They thought that I was like, and I was like, oh, I'm not retarded. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I went to explain at work and I'm like, yeah, you sound retarded. Because everything was fucked up. I was like, I don't know how, and I was like, my mom does. And I saw the way they switched, like, okay, he's not all right. And then I was trying to tell him I was all right, but it made me seem more retarded. And yeah, it was weird, dude. Like, I think back at times like that, it was fucking crazy. Yeah, that fucking bitch.
No, but I get the pain that you can go through. One time it happened with my...
It scared me from going to dentist for a while after, until I found that guy and I found, like, better dentists. Because it was... I thought that's how you do a root canal. It just hurts. Like, dude, the pain that was in me. And I remember she was going in, and I remember it was just like a surprise. Like, you see her stabbing. Like, all I could feel is this. And then, thing, like a big thing all over my, it was the worst. Oof. Thinking about it now makes my mouth hurt.
But fuck, man, I know what you went through because I remember my, my wisdom teeth. I'd gotten a very bad infection on the bottom one and it was starting to rot.
Oof.
But the top one was fine, which was weird anyways. And I remember waking up one night, bro, so much pain. I was smacking my head against the wall so I can stop the pain.
It's very bad.
That's how bad it was.
Tooth pain. God could.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, people would die from fucking tooth infections. Yeah. Imagine. You can't get it out. You can't. But this Asian lady, I remember. And then that same office fucked over my mom once. And then my mom felt bad for them, so she didn't want to sue them.
Yeah,
they broke my mom's teeth, all of them.
Oh yeah, that's the place that you went in.
Yeah, it was the same where okay. And then like tell you to keep your son out of here and please don't tell your son all that shit. Yeah, they fucking broke your teeth, bro.
So it's funny that those dentists think you're a murderer and across the street they think you're a sweet retarded man.
Yeah. Yeah, the pharmacy. Yeah, they thought it was but it was so when you could tell that someone thinks something about you but it's not like that was the moment because as soon as it came out of my mouth I was like, and there's drool too, I knew. I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. But then the way they changed, they became calm, like, oh, okay, it doesn't matter if you don't have, we'll take. And I was like, no, I mean,
you figured those, they'd know, since there's a dentist right across the street, and pills.
No, but it was bad, because I've had dental surgeries happen. I never spoke like that. It was the only time it ever happened. Everything was numb. I was drooling, and I guess, because it lasted, and I worked at the Sun Life building. My mouth was still fucked up for the first, when I got there, for maybe the first hour, half hour, my mouth was still fucked up when I was talking. Okay. So it was heavy. I was like that. I was all fucked up.
God damn.
Yeah, I was all fucked up. But I could feel the pain. I was all fucked up. Yeah.
You're telling me, and every time you say it, I pictured like the...
I would open my mouth to talk, and I couldn't control the drool.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, I can understand why they thought I was retarded. Mm. Yeah, my mom does. What I meant was just that she has a file there. If that helps. It doesn't help. But the way I said it made it seem like I was a retarded person.
Yeah, because generally people that call their mother my mom to strangers...
Yeah.
Sounds retarded.
But I was so fucked up. Yeah. I was so much pain because I even cried to be on the chair because I was screaming so much. Like, you like a cunt? What are you doing? Like, I was just going crazy because she was stabbing me. Yeah.
I have a cousin that I'd never met. And first time I talked to him on the phone, I was like 10 or 12. And he was an older dude. He was in his 30s. And when he called, he was like, he has a Jamaican accent. And he was like, is my mummy there? And I was like... And then I was like, what?
He's hung up.
My mummy? Who the fuck tells a stranger?
My mummy.
I want to talk to my mummy. And then I was asking my dad. I
Who
was
the
like,
fuck is this guy?
Is he retarded? Is he?
And what'd your dad say?
My dad was
he's
like.
He's not retarded. He's Jamaican.
Yeah.
Like, what?
My dad had the best answer for the 80s. He was like, I think he's gay.
That's it. This group. He's like, that might be the issue.
Yeah, that's a fact thing.
Oh my God, that's so fucking funny. Yeah, no, I was just, I was fucked up. It's funny because you said your cousin. I ever told you about my cousin who he went to school for years, university, and he graduated he had a degree in ping pong.
Yeah.
So that guy, he's never pursued that
God
career.
Damn it.
He got into dentistry instead.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But he has a diploma written ping pong.
Yeah. No, sorry. Table tennis.
It's written table tennis. Yeah. Fuck.
Table tennis, what? Master, teacher?
The way he described to me when I was down there in 2013 was I have a degree in table tennis.
Okay.
But he made me out to be an asshole at the time because he's like, I got into physical education or athletics. Oh, athletics. And I go, okay, how does that work here in Greece? You know? He's like, well, you go into like the general field, but then they give you, a specialization, you get in something that you're really good at. And I said, so you're gonna be like a gym teacher? He's like, no, you have to specialize in one thing. Like, I could have been a soccer coach. And I was like, oh, fuck, that's big money here. Basketball. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I go, so you're one of these coaches? He's like, no, me, I got my degree in table tennis. And then there was a silence, a pause, because he, at first, he's like, he's gonna be impressed. And then I was just staring at him, I go, hold on, you got a degree in ping pong? And he's like, table tennis. I was like, "What? No wonder the economy's in shambles. How the fuck they let you go? What's happening here?" And then that whole thing happened. I go, "Is there a job here?" He's like, "No. If I want to go to Korea or China, I could become a coach there." And I go, "So you're gonna do this?" He's like, "No, I'm never going down there." I was like, so why would you spend years doing this? I was losing my fucking mind.
That's kind of
funny
wild.
That the word ping pong offends him.
Yeah, table tennis.
It's like the P word for him. He should take that word back.
Yeah, it should be pussy. But yeah, I remember that. I was like just so shocked that they can do that in Greece. Or any, I guess Europe, you could do that in general.
Yeah,
I'd love to see his diploma though.
What it looks like.
I'd love to see like if it's a bachelor's or an associate degree.
I don't know how it translates to ours. All I know is that he was in school for forever.
God.
And he went to the university and basically like you get into a field and I think only certain grades or your aptitudes, like it's different in Greece. You could become a doctor. All that, but you have to be the best. Mm. They don't allow you to just go because you want to be a doctor. Yeah. Like you have to. So I think he was probably the best at that shit, but it's just, there's no career after. So then he had to go back and he went to dental school. But I remember the table tennis thing, thinking that's why the economy's in shambles.
God damn. And dentist is a really good job for a plan B.
Yeah.
That's weird that his plan A is to be a ping pong teacher.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun.
Every day, like he's making $400,000 a year thinking, I'm a goddamn failure.
Yeah. I should have been a ping pong master. I talk about it more on stage now. I'm starting to work out the bit a bit just to, because it was a funny life story that I forgot about to talk about on stage. And I was like, fuck, this might be fun on stage to explore this a bit. You know, just the differences. And people, I remember at the time, my family was mad at me for like yelling at him because I think he told everybody that. He's like, Pantelis came down here and he's just making fun of me about the whole table tennis thing. And no one said, yeah, he should.
Yeah.
People were like, why is he so hard on you? He's
like,
mean.
Any country in the world, if you're going to hire someone with a degree in ping pong, you want an Asian guy.
Yeah.
You don't want a Greek guy.
No.
Like there's some things that, you know, you need an Asian guy to teach you ping pong.
Yeah.
He might be a better ping pong teacher or table tennis teacher than everyone in Japan, but no one's going to hire him.
No. I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah.
But now, if you know what the weird thing is, I would have trouble hiring you for anything. If I was like, you got a degree in something, you're like, yeah, ping pong. Yeah. I'd be like, get out of my McDonald's.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I wonder if he has that in his CV, that he's like, I have a master's in this. I have a dentist, whatever, like you're a doctor, but I don't know what degree it is exactly. Yeah, yeah. But you're like, I went to the school of dentistry and I went to, I have a bachelor in ping pong.
I went to the Hogwarts school of ping pong.
Yeah. I had a minor in dentistry and a major in ping pong.
Wouldn't you question that?
Yeah.
I remember thinking he was, I go, so you fucking playing a joke on me? And he's like, why? Yeah. What's the matter? This is a real thing. I was like, Jesus, fuck, man.
Christ.
Like, I'm trying to defend us across the world when they talk shit about our economy. And then I come here and you tell me you got a fucking ping pong degree. Are you joking? You're rooting for the rest of us. You're making us all look bad.
Is university free in Greece?
I think so, yeah. But you have to be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least it didn't cost anything. But then again, like, his parents had to pay
for his whole way.
Yeah. So imagine your fucking dad can't buy a new car because you want to be a ping pong teacher.
You know why? That's why sometimes I understand in Europe when they smack their kids around.
Yeah.
If your kid's 20-something years old and he comes home with that, I could see a beating.
Yeah.
Because I could forgive that beating.
Like a master's in table tennis seems like something that a child of someone super rich would do. Mm. Like, let's say Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's kids.
I could see that.
I imagine them doing, that's a good thing. Anyway, they don't need money.
Yeah. But you follow your dreams, Northwest, East Coast. Yeah.
But if you're from a real family that isn't fucking weird, that's not a good job.
But then again, it might be more common. I guess they move. I guess people that get that move to Asia and shit like that. I always wondered how that works with soccer too, because I wanted to get a degree here in soccer coaching. Because in order to coach professionally, you have to have a degree.
Okay.
It's kind of like a certificate more than anything. You get certified. But they make it super difficult here in Quebec for me to get it. I tried to apply. Yeah, they make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they made it. I want to do it on the side just to get it. And then when I'm an old man, I could go coach either like kids playing soccer, something like that, or move to Greece, try to coach one of their teams if ever I want to retire when I'm old. Okay. Thought of that, yeah. But they make it too difficult for me to get the FIFA license here. I'm going to try again next year when shit opens up. It's just like, it's kind of like when you get a hunting license. It's just like that. You take these courses, these levels, and you fill up exams. You do exams and shit.
And is there like tests online?
I think I have to do the studying online, and then I go into the test. Because if all the tests are online, then you could cheat. But how could you not cheat, or why would you cheat? It's a fucking soccer. Like, what are they going
to
ask?
Yeah.
You know, but you have to get it. And then there's different levels. You get one, then you coach a bit, then you get another one. You wait like a year, and then you could get the professional level.
Okay.
And then if I go to a third world country or anywhere that they need a soccer coach, I'm qualified.
You're ready. Yeah.
FIFA you got certified. Your
plan B when they cancel comedy.
Yeah. When they, dude, they're trying to cancel. You see that heritage minister who doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about? The Bill C-10 shit.
Yeah.
Him and Trudeau keep gaslighting Canadians and then getting called out for it. So Trudeau's like, whoever thinks we're going to block your YouTube channels or whatever, you're crazy. You're wearing tinfoil hats. Then 3 days later, this guy goes out. He goes, what? You don't have to worry. We're not going to do this to an individual. But if you have a YouTube channel, for example, and millions of people watch you and you're popular, then we're going to... Well, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
That means anyone that goes viral, especially now, like with TikTok, there are kids that fucking...
Millions, in a day.
Yeah. I've always known that this was going to happen, though. I remember, and it's weird because I hadn't thought about this in years. And at first when I started doing my French podcast, I was like, I'm going to do this until the CRTC comes in. And then when they do it, I'll try to buy a bar like a Rouse's Point, you know, which is a town in northern New York that's like 10 minutes from Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like... 35 minutes from Montreal. It's really close. And then I forgot about that. And then this morning when I saw the video on your Twitter, I was like, fuck, I went online to see what bar I could buy.
Oh,
I think I'm going to do that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, because I think if this happens, like I like Montreal. I don't want to move from here. But if this happens, we can't really work here.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. If this happens, I was thinking of my exit strategy. I was going to talk to you about let's get together and go to Florida. But I wouldn't mind just going across the border. Yeah. It would be easier.
Because, like, Florida, like, I'd like to do that during the winter. But if I only had English stuff, I'd go to the States.
Oh, yeah, but
right
we have
away.
All the French cast and but the
yeah,
Suzuki.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So 35 minutes away is not bad. People yeah. will come down. It'll be a trip for them.
Yeah, I'd have to get... I think buying a bar would probably be a bad idea, but I'd have to find a hotel and sort of buy their bar and then have people come down, get drunk, and then sleep there.
Oh, fuck, that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Or you can buy a motel.
Yeah.
Right away, hookers, this guy.
Yeah. No, but like, I mean, one of those nice motels.
What's a nice motel? Look at that face.
You know, the ones with a... With a very sexualized...
A heart-shaped hot tub.
Yeah.
With mirrors on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And a condom dispenser. Okay, we get it.
Have you ever been to one of those hotels where they have a machine that the bed vibrates?
No.
I thought that was only in, like, shitty movies.
Yeah.
No, I've never had a bed like that.
I think I've only seen that because I'm old. Because I remember when I first started doing comedy... I forget what town I was in, but I was in a hotel that you could put quarters, the bed would vibrate. And to watch porn, you had to put quarters in the TV.
That's
insane. And then there was
That's
porn wild. That would come on, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
The craziest thing I've experienced in a hotel was the bathtub had lights. That was wild.
And there was a camera on the ceiling.
No.
And Chris Hansen walked in.
No, it was that hotel there that I had went to with a chick back in December.
Oh, the nice hotel.
The nice
hotel?
Yeah,
the nice one.
Okay, ooh. Yeah. Yeah, the Chateau, yeah. Chateau Banatan.
Yeah, there you go. That's yeah. the one.
Is that where I stayed when I went to Quebec City for the comedy hat thing in the summer?
No, I think you stayed at, was it Chateau Frontenac?
Oh, that's probably
yeah.
it. It's right on the big street, right at the edge. Yeah.
Chateau Frontenac on the outside is an amazing hotel because it's an old castle. But the rooms are, like it's...
Rooms I had in there was just like it looked like a home.
Yeah, they say it's
like an old folks home.
They say it's a 5-star hotel, but it looks like a 3-star hotel.
Yeah, it looks three. It's big. It's but the rooms in themselves, they're nothing.
No, nothing nice. No. Yeah, but the other one, the rooms are really nice.
Yeah, he had lights in the bathtub.
Yeah. Oh, and you could change the colors and shit, and the controls were on the bathtub.
That's pretty cool.
Nice, yeah.
That's a nice little touch, I think, for your romantic getaways. Mm. And then you broke up with her.
Yeah, because she was a whore.
I mean, it was inevitable.
Is her dad a dentist? It'd be That's funny amazing. We have a guy from Quebec, like this lady in Quebec going, he fucked my daughter.
Yeah, yeah, right now. Yeah, it'd be funny if a dentist in Quebec is like, huh, I don't know, you dated the Greek guy.
Listen here, whore.
Yeah. I know, they're talking about you. I love when people do that, the assuming. But I remember that phone call with the girl's mom because I was like, I never said her name or anything. I know you were talking to my daughter, though, when you were mentioning the whore. And I was like, should I laugh? This is a hilarious thing to tell me.
Yeah. What fucking lack of respect for your daughter.
There's only one whore in this city.
That's my daughter.
That's the same, but that, like, calling someone a whore, thinking that a whore is your daughter is like if my wife, someone was saying, yeah, and then there was this fucking idiot. And she was like, why are you talking about my husband?
Yeah, yeah.
That's super insulting.
I saw this comedian. He's a fucking dumbass. And then your wife's like, why are you talking about Mike like that?
Yeah.
Like, well, there are other comedians. Yeah. No, you're talking about a dumbass. Yeah. I know my husband.
And this fucking dumbass is black guy. What? No, he's not. Mike isn't black, though. He's
that's exactly it. Yeah. So it was, I don't know why the fuck people are, I don't know. I've been looking at Twitter now, too. And I think we're reaching the pinnacle of stupidity.
Yeah.
Like everyone's fucking offended, pissed off. Yeah.
You saw people were offended that Elon Musk was hosting SNL. Oh, yeah.
Dude, and one of the comments was apparently some of the cast was mad because they go, he's not funny.
But no one on that show is funny.
No one. Everyone who watches you says you guys are shit. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then other people said, well, I'm mad because he's very rich and we shouldn't have rich people here. All the Hollywood people you bring on are
super rich. Yeah.
You phonies.
Yeah, and half of them were fucking super happy that they didn't get called out in the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up, though? Because I watched it this weekend, and he wasn't good, but he was generally one of the better people in every sketch.
Oh, really?
Okay. And I was like watching this and I was like, I can't believe these fuckers called him out. Because he's like, that's unacceptable to me. If you're a comedian, professional comedian in a professional sketch,
yeah,
and you're with a dude who his job is to fucking invent cars of the future.
And has Asperger's.
And yeah. So you're with an autistic guy and you're not the fucking, he's funnier than you are. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Right? I've done shows that I'm not always the funniest one, but I'm always funnier than a guy that has a rocket company.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done a show with a guy that can't look at people in the eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, it was crazy.
Yeah, they're not good. It's a terrible cast.
Yeah, horrible. I was wondering, though, like, because everyone, you go, oh, it used to be better. And I think it's just we're nostalgic because I was thinking about it. And even when I was younger, I thought it was good, but SNL was never, like,
it had its moments.
It had like really good sketches.
Eddie Murphy had his moments. He was great. Yeah. There was a time where Will Ferrell was amazing on that, but it was all pockets.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Now they don't have that one guy who's there. They try to make it. They try to make it Michael Che, who's good, better than most of them, but he's not that guy to rest the whole company on.
Pete Davidson, I really like. And he's can't, a funny dude.
He can't put the whole thing on his shoulders either. Yeah.
You know what the problem might be too? Is Lorne is still running the show. And Lorne is like, he's at an age that if he had any other job, he'd be too old to do that job.
Yeah.
Like if he was working at Lowe's, he'd be too old to be on the floor. They'd be like, look, Lorne, you fucking, you know, when people ask for a drill, you talk about a drill with a hand crank and you just, you know, it's weird that I saw a thing this week.
You keep segregating people by color.
when I was reading, I read an article about someone on SNL and they were like, yeah, Lorne doesn't like it when we break character because he said that that's the thing that didn't work with the Carol Burnett show. And I was like, why are you talking about the Carol Burnett show to fucking 26-year-old kids?
Yeah, he's...
Like, I'm fucking 47, and I've never seen the Carol Burnett show.
This is absurd.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like if I went up to you, like, first time you did Just for Laughs, and I was like, look, just do what Chaplin would do.
Yeah. And then I go out there with a little mustache, and I don't talk. I just make hand gestures, and like... Is that racist?
Yeah. Poseidon is like, I like the mustache and I like when he does this, but
he put a mustache on, he's just hailing a cab for 4 minutes. Avant-garde stuff. I don't know what he's trying to say with that. No, I think that's a job that he can only leave from, right?
Yeah.
They won't fire him.
He should leave.
He's made his money.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And Carol Burnett's 88, bro.
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, Lorne, I wonder how old Lorne is, but he's like, he's done enough. Like, he's had that show. I think that show went on the air like 45 years ago, 46. And he was already like not an old man,
but older than them.
He was old enough to be running a TV show.
Yeah.
So he was at least in his 30s. So he's got to be at least like mid 70s minimum.
So you think some of these people just don't want to give it up?
Yeah, if I was him, what I'd do, I get that he doesn't want to give it up, but I'd own the company, but I'd come in like one day a month.
Yeah, also, you know when he should have left is when he wanted to keep Shane Gillis, but he couldn't because of public opinion and all that. So he knew that it was wrong to get rid of Shane Gillis. He knew that it was wrong, but he's like, I got to play the game. The second you're not comfortable, you can't do what you want to do because of the mob, then just leave, retire. Like, what's the point of staying there? You can't do what you want to do anyway.
Yeah,
it's going to be unfunny because you can't have funny people on anymore because funny people are offensive. So you have all these unfunny people up there and you're trying to turn them into comedians. But most of them are not.
Yeah.
You know? And the two guys that you have that are funny, you only have them doing the weekend update stuff. Mm. So you're not utilizing your best players and you can't bring in star players that you want because you're scared they're going to offend everyone. So what's the point of you being there? You have the money. They don't let you do your job. Why don't you go start something else?
Yeah. Yeah, what he could do, like SNL wouldn't work anywhere else in TV, but a good thing he could do since he has crazy money is go, look, fuck it. They don't let me do what I want to do. We're bringing this online.
That, or even go to FX or HBO. Yeah. Be like, we're doing something different with HBO, you know, weekly but you know, sketches, digital, all that stuff, and just go humor heavy. Like, look at Shane Gillis. Have you seen his sketches?
Yeah.
Way better than anything SNL's doing.
Really good. I'm surprised, though, they're not getting views at all. Like,
They should be?
I keep, like, tweeting about their sketches. Every sketch, they're always amazing.
Yeah.
They're called the Gillian Keeves.
Yeah.
They're really good, but some of the sketches only have like 20,000 views, 100,000 views.
Yeah, he needs to get more,
yeah.
But that's not up to him. I mean, he's trying.
Yeah.
But I think the more people that realize that they're good sketches, the more subscribers they're going to get because they deserve it. Dude, they're fucking, these are good sketches.
Yeah, very good sketches. I wonder though, like SNL, I'm pretty sure that it's a mixture of two things. There are people that are really funny, but they can't do funny things because, you know, with all the constraints they have. And there are people that are shit, and they're all put in together.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, Michael Che is a funny fucking guy.
Yeah.
And he has good observations. And I'm even surprised because he would even be considered, by their standards, too edgy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So even Leslie Jones, she had very good moments and stuff.
She still on there?
I don't know. I don't know. She should be. I mean, if they were smart, they'd keep her. But I don't know. I have no idea. Like, but even Pete Davidson, he comes in and out, you know, and him too, he had good, but these are not people that, like, it's very rare to have like an Eddie Murphy where you could put anyone around them. You have a show. These kind of star players come once in a blue moon. You know, it's very rare.
It was weird because this weekend the singer was Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
And as soon as the show started, I was like, I wonder if Pete Davidson's going to fuck her. Like, that's the first thing I thought.
Probably.
Whenever there's a chick on the show, I'm like, I think Pete Davidson's going to have sex with her.
Yeah, I mean, dude, just wait for it. We're going to see Melinda Gates with Pete Davidson. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to see.
You know what would be amazing? If Pete Davidson, we found out he was with the Queen.
You know what? It's the Queen is the only woman right now that I would say it's too hard for him to get.
She's out of his league.
Out of his league. He's the only one. But I'm telling you, he might even tweet a photo.
He could fuck Melinda Gates. For sure.
And just to fuck with Bill Gates, he's like, yo, I just threw an apple in her twat. Like, he might bang her and say, like, this is for Steve. Who knows? He's the kind of guy that would do that kind of shit.
He did die of PC.
Who?
Pancreatic cancer.
Who?
Steve Jobs.
What does that have to do with anything?
PC killed him.
Get out. You stupid son of a bitch.
God damn. That should be your audition tape for SNL. Lauren would be like, well, he's funnier than half the people we got.
That's true, though. Yeah.
I loved your reaction.
Well, us, now that you're vaccinated, we should fucking start working on sketches. Or are you too lazy?
I don't really like sketches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about just the show? You want, if I keep writing, would you appear as yourself in my new sitcom?
I would, but I don't really like TV either. Like,
well, it would be on the internet.
Yeah.
You know,
I realize I'm at a place in my life that I only,
you've done everything.
Yeah, so I don't really like doing stuff anymore. Yeah.
I know.
So that's just do stand up and podcast.
But that's why I don't stress you out about stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's done it. Like, he's just tired now. He's like, leave me alone. I get it. But yeah, because I'm still writing that sitcom, but for the YouTube channel, for. But I'm writing you in it. But then I'm like, is Mike even going to show up or is he going to tell me to go fuck myself? It's like, I can't, bro. I'm swimming today.
Yeah, you'll see. Like, my part will be played by Guido.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh. That would be hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. Filling in for Mike Ward is Guido.
And every time he's in the mental hospital, there's someone filling in for him.
Yeah. Which happens way too often. Mm. Yeah. New episode of Intellectuals, whenever it comes out, he said he's going to explain everything.
Okay.
He doesn't want me to talk about it because I don't even know all the details about this last adventure of his.
He's back in now, right?
He's back in now. Yeah. That's all we know.
Okay.
So he told me, I'll explain everything when I get out to the fans because it's complicated. So I said, all right, I'll do it. But he's very upset. I know that much.
Okay.
He's like, I shouldn't be in here. I was like, well.
I think you can use that excuse the first four times. But after four times, it might be your fault. I don't mean to sound like a dick, but no one gets put in a mental hospital 19 times for no reason.
I thought that too. That's what I told him on the phone when he called me. I go, are you sure though? Yeah. Like, is there? He's like, nope, 100% is them. Yeah. I go, okay, so you're gonna let me know when you get out.
That's like, you know, like everyone that was like in the Me Too movement, like Gilbert Rozon, the guy that started the festival here in Montreal.
Yeah.
He was like telling people, he was like, they're all liars. They're all liars. But you're like, and that can be true if there's like two women, because you're like, oh, maybe one of them lied and then she got her friend to lie too. But when there's like 20,
and there's no connection between them. They don't care, know each other,
and the stories kind of look the same. They, you know.
But this guy, I never understood his story. Did he rape people or was he rude?
He raped. Well, here's the thing. It was rapes, but he didn't know they were rapes because it was one of the woman. One of the women. She said in an interview, she was like, he started fucking me, like, and I didn't want to fuck him, but I figured it'd just be easier just to let him fuck me than to push him away.
That's weird.
And then I was like, yeah, but if he didn't know that you didn't want.
Okay, so let's give him that one.
Yeah.
What about the other ones?
The other ones are all like creepy things like that. Like one of the things that he did that was really, really wrong. There was one lady that she was doing a show, and then he was banging on her hotel room door saying that he wanted to fuck her in the ass. And she was like freaking out.
Wait, we're not supposed to do that?
We're not. That's yeah.
Those.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's weird.
Yeah. That's a very.
But even the rape one, I'm saying we'll give it to him because, like, okay, let's just say he's fucking, he can't read the signs of her disinterested face. Mm.
There's a couple women, too, or at least one that she said that she had gotten drunk. And then he was like, don't go back home. Just stay at my place. You can sleep in my bed. I'll sleep on the couch. She slept on the bed. And then when she woke up, he was fucking her.
What the so fuck?
That is definitely a rape.
That's 180% rape.
Yeah, that's definitely that's a rape.
Yeah, that's rape confirmed.
Yeah.
And rape that's confirmed always, right there.
That's like some of these things you're like, different era, but
that's not, that's any era. Yeah,
even no, in the 1930s.
Yeah, the only he's like, she didn't say no because she wasn't conscious.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The first one, okay, she didn't say no. She was awake. She was into it or whatever. Okay. Well, be like, he didn't know that, whatever. But the other one, she was fucking sleeping, bro.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah. It's like the Cosby thing. If they didn't say no, they liked it or whatever, but they weren't conscious.
Yeah.
God damn.
They were all talking like you when you came back from the dentist.
Yeah, I can't give daddy. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, but he put, what's it called? He had like what, Quaaludes. What the fuck was it that he was giving them?
Cosby, it was Quaaludes.
It was Quaaludes. Yeah, he was fucking knocking them out.
Yeah.
This guy, that's a serial rapist.
Isn't that the thing they took in Hangover?
It's the thing they gave, Hangover, no, they roofied Hangover, themselves.
Yeah. Quaaludes were like...
Wolf of Wall Street did that.
Yeah, Quaaludes was big drug in the 70s. Mm. I'm not even sure what it does exactly.
I don't know, I think it really fucks you up, you do stupid shit, I don't know. You bang Cosby, I don't fucking know. Yeah, so he was like a serial, that's like a predator type of behavior.
Yeah. Cosby seems like a evil character in like a comic book.
Yeah, he's like Inspector Gadget if his gadgets were rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called
we don't care about the scientific term. How's that going to help us?
Is that how we pronounce it?
Methaqualone.
Methaqualone.
That helps the conversation.
It's a sedative and hypnotic medication.
There you go. He hypnotized these broads. Mm. Did you see there's a new documentary on Netflix called Sons of Sam?
Yeah, I didn't watch it though.
It's fun.
Is it good?
Yeah, you find out that the cops are dumb.
Okay.
They let a lot of shit slide. But that guy, David Berkowitz or whatever, the son of Sam. Wasn't working alone, no. It doesn't seem like it. The evidence points to him not working alone, yeah.
And they, fuck.
And they dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Because they were just happy that they had someone. So they just dropped everything else, even though it was obvious shit. Like, so all of the eyewitnesses that they had sketches from, if you look at it, none of them point to Berkowitz. It all looks like someone else, right? And that someone else, it looks like, is the neighbor that lived next to him, that they were friends together. That guy's dad was named Sam, and they had like a pact together.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it was like all pointing to that guy doing those first murders, blowing people's heads off. And they're like, nah, we got a guy.
Yeah.
They were admitted to it. It was just such shitty police work.
We got a guy, Son of Sam. What, who is that? You know, it's Dave's kid.
Yeah. So it was just crazy. But then reading the letter, fuck, that's so weird. It's like a movie to get letters like that to the cops, you know, the stuff he was saying. And
he was taunting them, right?
He was taunting them.
They'd never catch him.
They'd never catch him. But also just the way he said it, it seemed like a horror movie. I am, you know, judgment, or I am whatever the fuck he said. And then his defense was that it was, because they go, you know how they say a dog was talking to him?
Yeah.
What he says was a 6,000-year-old spirit was talking through the dog. It's not the dog talking. Okay. He goes, just using the dog. He goes, and it wasn't just to me. There are other sons out there. He goes, he talks to other people too. So even if you have me here, it's going to happen again. So it's like, how much of this did he believe? Like, how much was crazy? Yeah. How much was he making up? It's fucking insane.
It's crazy. It'd be amazing if one of the letters, he was like, you're never going to catch me. You're going to catch my stupid neighbor, David.
He's so dumb, he'll admit to all of this. And then, but you know what it taught me? Because it shows.
Was David Berkowitz an idiot, though?
No.
Did he confess or
he
no?
Confessed, yeah.
And so he
was happy.
He killed some of the people?
That's what he says.
Okay.
I don't know.
And is he dead? He's probably got executed.
I think, I remember because I haven't watched the last part of it because I watched the initial parts and then I got busy. But I'm gonna resume it tonight. I think I want to see how it ends. I mean, we know how it ends, but.
I was going to watch it, but I watch a lot of Netflix when I take baths. And I was like, this is a weird thing to watch in a bath.
It's not a bath show.
This is a show you want to watch when you're wide awake.
Just in case.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like in hot water going, oh, this is the best.
And then
they're murdering people. Oh, fucking finally.
And then every noise you hear, you think someone's coming to choke you. Yeah, no, it's not good. But it showed me that in the 70s, because it was showing New York. And it was just people in the street beating each other up, random shootings, much like right now.
Yeah, so we're back.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, we're back. New York has aged perfectly. It's the same place. It was crazy to see that, though. In the 70s, it was what's happening now. Random street crimes and people just getting mad for no reason, killing each other. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And now I get it because of the violence. I mean, I don't condone it. I condemn it, but that's what's happening now in New York. Just people randomly shoot. Another guy shot up three people on Times Square. One of them was a 4-year-old girl.
Yeah. But that 4-year-old girl was a dick, though.
I heard, apparently. Yeah, she was talking a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Running her fucking little yappy mouth.
Yeah, never cleaned a room. That's what I heard.
Imagine how you have to be a piece of shit. Even though it was like an accident. But you shoot a child. What the fuck is wrong with you? They didn't catch that guy, too, right?
Oh, they haven't caught him yet, I think. Yeah, because his photo was out there. They go, help us find him.
God.
But these are the people that you have to kill.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But even, if you're the person that did that, you have to kill yourself.
Yeah.
It's the same as, a pedophile. Like, if you think about fucking a kid, you should kill yourself. And if you try to shoot someone and you're so bad at murder that you shoot a kid instead, kill yourself.
First of all, who would hire you to commit another murder? Yeah. You're very bad at your job.
And plus, the good thing is, you'd go I didn't want to shoot that kid. I should kill myself. You'll try to shoot yourself, and you'll kill another kid.
he shoots like this. He just goes through one fucking cheek, out the other, kills a kid.
It's a little kid eating a Happy Meal.
He's like, I can't escape this. It's my fate. The child killer, they think he's doing it on purpose. He's just too stupid. Yeah, but it's a good documentary.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch that. How many episodes?
I think only two or three. It's very short.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's not long, but it's fun. Like it's educational because all I did was that, and I stopped halfway through because I wanted to play. I have the new Resident Evil game came out, and fuck, I've been loving that shit, Mike.
Oh yeah,
god damn, Mike. I was playing last night as well. I'm gonna play tonight too.
On what platform?
I played on the PlayStation.
Okay,
but it's on the PS4, PS5, and Xbox One, all that stuff.
Okay,
and I think it's out on PC too, dude. It's so much fun. Super creepy, and it's first person.
Do you want to do your PC joke again, or
on the PC?
I'm good. I'm good.
It's a fun time, and you don't have to be that good at video games. I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm not bad at video games, but I'm on the regular difficulty, and I'm getting through the game. I'm really far in, and sometimes I'm like, "How did I even do that?" Like I'm getting away with a lot.
Okay.
You know, so it's just awesome. A fun time. It's a fun time. It's creepy. It's you see crazy shit. A lot of crazy visuals. Violent.
Do you have a PS5 or PS4?
Yeah, PS5.
Okay.
Yeah. It works on the PS4.
I wonder
too.
What the graphics are for PS4.
I think it's the same graphics. It's the same engine as the Resident Evil 7, which was on PS4 and was amazing. Okay. So it's the same engine. So the graphics look great. It's just like the PS5 loads up quicker.
Yeah.
Because it has that SSD. But gameplay wise, they built it to be on the PS4.
Okay.
So the advantage I think the PS5 has is that it's just faster to load in. But once you load in the game, the game's there. It saves really quick. That's it.
Okay.
I noticed that on the PS5, but that's... They haven't really made yet a PS5, like, AAA title. Mm. That's like, oh, wow, it's taking advantage. Because it'll take a couple of years for them to get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do, like, since you just got married for your honeymoon?
I don't know. Because of everything that's happening, everything's closed. I can't even go anywhere. So I don't know. I'm probably going to wait. We're going to wait a year.
Okay.
And then maybe go to Greece next year. Okay. Or just even if we go take a trip, maybe we might go to New York. She's never been to like LA or anything. Maybe show her that stuff.
Yeah.
Just to do something.
I think LA will be better. Like since New York now, there's all this fucking random crime. So if she's never been, it's maybe not the best time.
Yeah. We're going to wait till next year though. Because if you go, you want to have fun. Yeah. You don't want to be locked in and quarantined and all that. So I'm going to wait a year till everything gets back to normal. That's the good thing about her is that she gets it, that it's all. She's not like, I have to do. She's not one of those wives.
Yeah.
She's just happy. She's like, yeah, everything's good. We're safe. We're good. That's all that matters.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking pretty good. Poseidon, you got a big date coming this weekend.
Yes.
He's very excited.
Yeah.
He's taking over your country house.
He's taking over my country house.
Well, taking over.
Yeah.
Staying.
Yeah, and if you want to use it too with your wife.
Oh, you're free to double date with this guy? Yeah. Never.
No, not to double date, but... As soon as we get the smell out.
Yeah, if you guarantee me that you cleaned it and you used the blue light to make sure that you got rid of all the semen on the walls, then we're good.
No, I'm going to be super respectful.
Perfect.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
What does that mean, super respectful for you?
Like I'm not going to dirty anything.
Will you have sex in Mike's house?
Well, look, why you got to ask like that? It's weird now.
Mike, are you regretting this decision?
You guys aren't married, though.
No.
So okay. Mike doesn't want that kind
of... So I want you to fuck in the street.
Yeah, premarital sex in his house. Mike's not taking part of that.
What am I, a goddamn sinner?
Yeah. You crazy. You think Mike wants to go to hell because of you? He's not contributing to this delinquency. And her, she's just giving it up.
Well, there's a river nearby, so I'll figure something out.
Murder?
What? No.
You're going to fuck her and chuck her? No. So it's not...
She can't tell God if she can't talk.
It's not premarital sex if she's dead, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's just premarital murder.
Yeah, how is she going to tell God if she's dead?
Yeah, and she might go straight to hell because she fucked. He's never going to know.
No, bro.
Imagine, he's like, the rules have changed. So yeah, you're gonna
that's a good way, though. If you fuck her and then you kill her, she can't tell God because she's in hell. That's true.
Yeah, by that logic, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I would never kill her.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes,
so the river thing was just for the views. Just
oh, God, that, bro.
Next week, he calls you. He's like, listen, Mike, I have a situation. Where does this river lead? And you're like, oh, right back to the side. It's not a river. It's a lake. There's a body floating, Mike. I need help. She's still alive? Yeah. Hey, Tabarnak!
And my neighbor calls me. He's like, there's a girl's head stuck in my pool filter.
And there's a fat man trying to climb a fence.
It's a fat man just yelling, it's okay.
It's okay. She's a whore.
She's a whore.
No, he would never do that. He's actually super in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. You're going to see, though, it's a good spot to bring a girl. Like, the views are amazing.
Uh-huh.
It's right on the St. Lawrence River. There's a beach but it's too cold to go down.
Yeah, because last time I said, I'm like, oh, I'm going to bring swim trunks.
Yeah. It's probably like fucking 30 degrees Fahrenheit, but you can walk on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. Quick Poseidon-related question. Yes. If you had to kill her, what would it take for you to kill her? Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Not kill her like passion, like, oh, I'm going to jail. If you had to kill her and not let people know that you killed her, what would it take for you to get to that level?
She killed one of my family members.
Which one?
Which one, yeah.
I don't know, like...
She killed your dad.
Nah, she'd be doing me a favor. Get that will early.
Oh, yeah, you're getting the bunker. You're getting the doomsday bunker.
Oh, fuck, yes, I get inflatable furniture. Sweet.
Guess who's fucking on clouds tonight? Anyways, do you know that you can follow that individual, ThePoseidon69, on Twitter and on Instagram? And he's on Twitch, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. Also, if you want quality content, head over to MikeWard.ca. Mike Ward is up there. Also, Patreon. Patreon.com/Suzakut for Mike Ward's podcast, Mike Ward Suzakut. It's the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. And on Patreon, you get everything first and you get all the live shows, plus the entire back catalog of every Suzakut episode. Patreon.com/Suzakut, MikeWard.ca for all the tour dates. Plus, if you're on the Patreon, that's the only place you can buy tickets to watch Suzakut live.
Exactly.
PantelesComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Panteles for all this fucking nonsense that we do in the Panteles Nation. That's all you're going to get. Go fuck yourselves.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.